Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome aboard. Of course, my name is Amadou Kaba, and today I'm having somebody who is from the motherland and a fine gentleman, but he's going to introduce himself like shortly. So welcome to the program, and then listeners would like to know what's your name and so on.
Refugee
Radio
Potsdam.
This
is
our
perspective.
Tell me now what you are up to. Tell me now what you are aiming. Tell me now what is your goal.
Hello, and thanks for having me here. My name, I go by name, Kamga Emmanuel. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Emmanuel, you're welcome
to our program.
I mean, this might be your first time and stuff. So, Mr. Emmanuel, would you like to tell listeners who is Emmanuel and just a few background about the kind of person you are?
Okay. I can say Emmanuel is a smart and objective gentleman. Emmanuel is a hustler. Emmanuel is a guy that believes in himself. Emmanuel is someone that wants to succeed. Yeah. I'm from Cameroon. Cameroon is from the central part of Africa. Emmanuel is a graduate from Cameroon.
Mr. Manu, it's nice to know that you're from Cameroon. I'm from Africa as well. I'm from the west part of Africa. And Cameroon is the central part of Africa. But it's been going on for like a couple of years ago, that there is this war going on in Cameroon between the French and the French-speaking natives and the English-speaking natives. I mean, like, it's interesting how it's still going on, how people are losing their lives, like, every day waking up to that kind of environment, how unsafe it is. So, and you are from the central part of Africa, which is Cameroon. So how was it for you? Because I think you grew up there your whole life. How was it for you to try to fit in?
That question really got me emotional, because it's something, anytime I talk about it, I feel sad, because everything started just beside my eyes. Yeah. So I before I tell you anything, I want to explain to you the origin of this problem happening in my country. Cameroon is a bilingual country, meaning it's a country that nationally speaks English and French, you understand? But the country is known internationally like a French country. The political aspects of stuff in Cameroon is mostly based on the French side. Cameroon is mostly like people with opportunities. The best educational system is mostly from the French side. So the English people have been feeling less considered in Cameroon, having less opportunities, children going to school but unable to have jobs after graduating from the university. So it got to the mind of a lot of people, and that's how a lot of people got angry. That's how teachers, lawyers from the English side of Cameroon started with a strike first, protesting against such acts so the government can intervene and see into this issue, because it's quite really understandable, you understand? So that's how it started. It started little by little and aggravated, and few citizens started coming to the scene, and that's how strike and little wars started in Cameroon.
how it's like for the people in Cameroon there. So, but you say it started with teachers striking so the government could hear their cry and come to their aid, yeah? But, like, it feels like the situation is getting worse. Feel like nothing has been done. Is it because the people have not done enough already, or the situation, the government cannot combat or contain the situation? Why is it still going on like that? Because I believe the education sector is one of the most important sector in a country. So if teachers are feeling something that is not right with what's going on in the country, I believe that that's supposed to be a top priority for the government. But why is it still going on? Feels like nothing has been done. Feels like, you know, it's just getting worse. And then people are losing their life like every day. So why do you think it's still going on? Is it like the government has not taken action enough to try to deter this situation? Or what's your take?
Very, very, very good question. Very, very good question. I had to get there. Thank you for that question. This is what's happening, brother. It's not like the government isn't doing something about it. You understand? The government might have its way of doing things, like trying to look into a situation, but people feel like it's not enough. Do you know why? It's because the cry of the English part of Cameroon, the cry of all of them, the cry of all of us, the cry of all most Cameroonians that are supporting that this little war is because they want Cameroon to be divided so that the English Cameroon side can be on their own. But it's not possible because that's already dividing a country, and Cameroon is one united country. You understand? So, unfortunately, the government can't approve their wants because they want a division. The government have tried to put many English-speaking people into the politics with opportunities. Like our prime minister is from the English side. You can see, but them, they don't want it. So that's why it keeps on being the way it is right now. Yeah.
So the fact that you grew up from a hostile environment, I mean, where you always have to look over your shoulder, where there's gunshots like all the time, feel like it's normal. I mean, how does it feel to finally get to leave that environment, go into a place that is safe, feel like you can start your whole life from there, which is Ukraine? How does it feel for you to leave Cameroon to travel to Ukraine? I mean, like, you from a country where there's war, like, there's been war for a couple of years, and then you were fortunate to travel to Ukraine, and then not long, we made to understand that you spent, like, 2 months in Ukraine, and then the war started on February 14, 2022. How was it for you? Like, how come you are still standing? How come you're dealing with this situation? How come you're, like, how are you processing it? How, like, mentally, physically?
Okay, my brother, thank you for the question. Yeah, it's not easy coming from a country where we have a little, let me not say war, but a little misunderstandings and a little fight, and coming to Ukraine where I know I'm coming to get a better life and continue my education, and war, I still face war. So it wasn't easy, but I had to just be strong. You understand? I had to just be strong because in my life, I've always had one objective: to succeed. And if I want to succeed, no matter what is in front of me to break me down, I just need to be strong as long as I haven't been affected directly. Yeah, so that's, I just keep on trying to be positive and trying to pray to God because I'm a strong believer. Yeah. So
thank you very much, Mr. Emmanuel.
Refugee
Radio
Potsdam.
This
is
our
perspective.
Tell me now, tell me now, tell me now what you are up to.